Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
In great turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. It's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and you need to talk to Pastor Dan, text him, let him know you're going to give him a call on his cell at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886.
You can always find the breaking news, updates all about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and all contact information on our ministry hub, which is simply what, Mother?
ProphecyHour.com. That's ProphecyHour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally on YouTube and some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime.
Right, folks. Independent radio is where you're going to get the closest things as we can try to do the truth in other people. So I pray that you do really support airtime. It is critical. So let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like
The region of Perm, Russian Federation, Tweed Heads Bypass. That's actually a town. Tweed
yeah.
Heads Bypass.
It's Australia.
Okay, Australia. Okay, I guess. Coventry, UK. And then in the USA, we have Portland, Oregon, Toledo, Ohio, Fresno, California, and San Jose, California is the largest group of listeners to the radio program when it posts to the podcast later tonight, branchpodomatic.com.
Yeah, and other ones that really are big listeners also, of course, is Wichita, Kansas, but Portland, Oregon, we have a ton of people that listen to us in Portland, Oregon, which surprises that we have a lot of people that listen to us in Portland. So I'll say hello to you folks over there in Portland. Send me an email. Let me know what's going on over there if you want. All right. By the way, folks, we ask you to send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or just simply a text to my phone at 316-619-4886. Let us know what city you're hailing from, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. If you want to, you can also tell us how you listen to us, whether it's on radio, whether it's on podcast, satellite. Let us know. Anyway, follow and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now we'll do a prayer, we'll have a song, and we'll get into the program. We've got a lot to talk about. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, thank you for allowing me to be back on radio tonight. And, of course, being here with my wonderful wife. So, Father, I pray we do not go according to your will, not ours. And please give ears in which everyone to hear and understand the truth. So, please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight. In your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen.
And amen.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's have that song and then we'll talk.
You'll give an ear to these words I sing. Compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. It's broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul.
Super great turmoil. Most people, and a lot of people aren't even paying attention to what's going on in Afghanistan, and it is really major, has prophetic things, and we're going to get right into it. But first, I want to say something. I got to talk about me for just a minute. You know, as you know, folks, we've been gone a long time, and I don't even really remember what I told you about my injuries or not. And I know some people seem surprised when I've talked to them now, but I'm just going to say it real briefly. I had a fall. It injured my ankle, my knee, my leg, all the muscles in my left leg. I ended up having to have a then my leg locked back because I had a torn meniscus. My leg was locked back for over a month and a half. I then had to get a bunch of the meniscus cut out. They told me the operation would be 30 minutes. It was over 4 hours, and they were shocked, and they also told me that my cartilage is also torn, but they can do nothing about that. Through all that pain, I also have a lower lumbar, 3 discs out on that side, so when I fell, I strained my lumbar disc, giving me increased pain, which isn't enough to disable me. In fact, the state disabled me many years ago because of it, the pain of it. Anyway, so all of that incorporated in one. So I was in a deep, dark place of pain like you wouldn't believe. I have been off all pain medication except for ibuprofen for a few days now. And that was a dark hole to come back from because I've been taking pain medicine as prescribed by the doctor since April. And it still wasn't killing my pain, but so it put me in a dark place. It really did. It was hard to get out of. But thanks to Yahweh, using my loving wife, I'm being nursed back to health. Getting ready to start physical therapy next week. Still have a lot of pain, but I'm a lot better off than I am now. And we will have a second program today, which I'll be talking with Pastor Carl Gallops. And for the record, the Mission Church is still going on. My wife, and who else has been helping you?
My 2 daughters and my lovely son.
So the Mission Church is still, we've been feeding people. What kind of numbers you been getting over there?
Oh, you don't want to know. 112, 100, 95, 94, 9. Here's a funny story. The air went out. We haven't had no way to do air, and that building is just it's a brick concrete building, and there is no windows at all, not one window in the whole building. So therefore, the only ventilation is what? The air conditioner. And it quit last Tuesday. I noticed it was getting warm when we were getting ready to go, and I checked, and it wouldn't come on. So I called my husband, and he called his sister, and she does that kind of thing. She gets help for the church. And so she found somebody that was supposed to come out Friday or Tuesday. This Tuesday, yeah, because that was Friday. Came out Tuesday and fixed it. Well, we got there on time, and we waited and waited. Well, they didn't show up, so 30 minutes later, she called them back, and they said, oh, well, we can't come out. We can't do it for free. They didn't even bother to call us and tell us they weren't coming or anything. Well, without the air, I had already decided. My husband wanted me to close because it's just unbearably hot in there, but I just didn't know. I said, no, there's going to be 60 people at least with no food, but it's Tuesday, so we're probably going to do 100. But I'm not doing 100 bags, right? funny, Linda. So me and Jenny made up 60 bags, and it was hot, and we was out of bags at 4:30. I said, well, let's go. We got to make bags. We have to stay open until 5. We tell them 4 to 5, but they just keep coming anyway. It doesn't matter. They don't look at the clocks. So anyway, so we were still making bags at 5:30, and we wound up doing 94. She shut the gate, and a car pulled up, and she told the guy we were closed. Well, they didn't ask for food, and she didn't ask him for food, and she didn't know that we don't turn anybody away no matter what. They're coming for food, so she should have just said, how many do you need, and we would have got. But he just got in his car and drove off. So then I clarified with her, just make sure that we don't turn anybody away. Well, the Lord got me on that one because we got all packed up, ready to go. I backed the car up to the gate because my dumpster was full, so I had to put some bread and stuff in my truck to bring it home. So I left the car door open and left the air on for her, walked around front. My key don't open the door from the inside, so I got to open it from the outside to go back through and lock it, and then go back and lock the front door. Well, I got in my truck, shut my door. Right as I shut my door, a man pulled up on a bicycle in her passenger window and said, hey, you got anything left? I said, I'm in my vehicle leaving. I'm not going back in today. So that was a test from the Lord, because I just got done telling her we don't turn anybody away that comes for food. However, I was already locked up, ready to go, in my vehicle and leaving. And we tell them, and that's what Craig told, he emphasized on them, you have to be here by 5. We're done at 5. You have to. I said, Craig, just forget it. The more you tell them, the later they come. The more you tell them, the later they come. That's like when we were open. The more you tell them one cup apiece, the more you see 2 or 3, 4 in each other, in everybody's hands. So you just don't tell them.
Yeah. Having said that, and so, folks, we really need, we're still trying to find somebody to come.
No, good praise report. Sharon did get a call back, and there is an air conditioner man that is supposed to show up after 1. They can give a specific time, but they are going to come and at least check it out. If it's something that's not very expensive, they're going to fix it. If it's expensive, they are not going to fix it. So I will give you an update tomorrow when I am there after the air conditioner man shows. I'll let you know what the situation is.
Yeah, and I don't, until it actually happens, I don't count on it, just like the other
right,
thing.
Right, just like, the other one. Right, exactly.
I don't count on it like just like the other one. I've seen this happen more and more and more. It could be very expensive, meaning that if this one don't work, we're going to have to pay a serviceman to at least come out and check us and tell us what it is. I don't know. What I want you to do is pray for us, that this gets done. And you know, what I also want to say is, you say, well, why doesn't it have any windows? Well, folks, Wichita Mission Church is in one of the worst parts of town. Believe me, if we had windows that weren't boarded over, you know, and sealed up, then people would be breaking in all the time.
Right.
And that's why the Mission Church is kind of like a little fortress. In fact, when we first moved in there, they broke into the front glass door where my son and I had to put it up. We ended up putting quarter-inch aluminum plate on the door to keep people from breaking in any further. So the Mission Church is built like a fortress, because it is. We are in a wild neighborhood, one of the very, very worst parts of Wichita. Lots of murders, prostitutes on the street, and everything ever. I got to hand it to the new patrol, police patrol in the area. They are seemingly to get things down, but it is still that way. So Wichita Mission Church is like, you know, you see a fort and a bunch of wild Indians, you know, in cowboy days. You know, you're subject to attack at any time, even though you're doing good for the neighborhood. I know the people in the neighborhood love us, but there's always the bad seeds that are there. And some of the worst seeds in Wichita are right there at Broadway and Kellogg in Wichita, Kansas. And so that's where the Father has chosen us to serve. And I can't wait to get back there and serve, because you see from what's been going on with me, I haven't been able to ever do it. But the work continues on because of my wife and my son and my daughters-in-law that has gone on. I called them daughter-in-laws, but they're my daughters because
my dad's me too. I don't do steps or in-laws. It's just daughters and sons.
Yeah. And so, we have been able to keep going, but we need donations for your help, because here's the kicker. I've been off and I haven't been on the internet, haven't been on radio, and we get random donations from radio that come in and, you know, for both the mission church and for radio. Well, I haven't been getting those because why? Because I haven't been on radio. We just randomly did, a few programs in the last couple of months?
Well, I had to do one when the hygiene place pulled out and quit giving us hygiene because of whatever reasons they want. The last one they said is because we didn't have a 501(c). But, yeah, and that's another thing. I need hygiene. I've got enough to do one more, which will be Tuesday. I have to buy 35 toothbrushes to do that one, and then that's all I've got. I'm out. I don't have anything for hygiene.
And let me tell you this. If you make a donation for hygiene, I would like you to send it to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, preferably a check or money order, because I don't have your PayPal listed up on there.
Or just order stuff and have it drop ship.
Yeah, have it drop ship. You can... Well, you don't even have to. If you order stuff, they'll just drop ship it right to our address.
Right.
Don't ship it to 900 South Broadway.
Nobody's there to accept it. No,
yeah,
it has to come to Florence.
It has to come to Florence. So you can do that. And I'd really rather you just buy the stuff, go online,
right.
Have the pleasure of knowing that's where your money's going and everything.
And I'm just looking for basic toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, soaps, shampoos, toilet paper. That's the basics I'm trying to keep, and that's. Anything else I'll give. I'll give what the Lord sends, but those are the basics that they actually need.
How are we doing on Bibles over there?
I don't know. That's Elijah's. I think I've seen a couple on the... I don't think we've got very many Bibles left.
Okay, so we need large print King James Bibles also. We really, really do. Probably after I'm in therapy for... See, now my leg, like I say, was bent back, but I still can't straighten it all the way. It needs about 2 or 3 more inches stretched. And I'm going to start physical therapy for that next week, or what do they call it, torture. But I'm going to be doing that next week. I really want to get back at this. And the Lord has really worked on me. You know, I've been out of commission basically since April.
Right. They've been asking for you. And matter of fact, I had one gentleman walk out to the dumpster with me when I was taking out trash and asking about you and saying, isn't Pastor Dan coming back? This place isn't the same without him. Man, I hope he comes back. I said, you and me both.
Yeah, well,
and me both.
Being around this house just murdered me. But, you know, I got off, and I really, one thing I learned out of this, folks, is I'm talking to the men a minute out there, but all of you, you need to really appreciate your mate, because, you know, we've been together 36 years, and you know, I didn't realize that I really did. I don't think I was appreciating you as much, my wife, as much as I should, but. I really appreciate her. She's the one that helped me through this. She nursed me back to health. And even as far as yesterday, I could barely eat because my body was messed up from all the pain medication I took. And she saw I couldn't eat anything. And what did you do? You made homemade chicken and dumplings.
And homemade dumplings that kind of fell apart. So they were falling apart. So I tried canned biscuits, and they kind of worked. But I just made biscuits, and those homemade biscuits were pretty darn good.
Right, but the chicken and dumplings is what I ate. And what brought me back, I was really surprised. I woke up today, and I just felt really good. And I want to tell everybody out there, love your mates as I love my wife. Because the Father gave her to me. And, you know, I always said way back when we got together, I kept saying, yeah, I think this one's a keeper, because I always wanted somebody, if something happened, that she would be able to keep my household running at the same pace and whatever we had going on. And she's absolutely proved that. And so I'm about ready to go to church, so tell them about the break, and I'll get myself together while we're on break.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information and how to get a hold of us, radio program archives, mission updates, and everything's on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell the Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Science Branch Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network. Well, a couple of things. I don't want to get too over-involved with vaccinations and things, but, you know, I really wouldn't take them. They're causing so much sickness and death. There's a huge number of people that have died from them and got all kinds of sicknesses and everything from them, and even the drug companies are starting to admit that there's problems with them. I am not telling you not to take it. I'm not going to take it.
Me either.
So that goes for my family. Anyway, and it's ridiculous. Biden at some point is going to try to enforce where you can't cross a state line unless you have it. That exceeds his authority. The only hope for this country, of course, is Yeshua HaMashiach in his name asking Yahweh for help, but this nation is turning into Babylon the Great. A lot of people say that Babylon the Great, Mystery Babylon, is America in the Bible. We are turning into, everything that's abominable is becoming legal and normal, while following the Bible and being right is considered an abomination. The world is looking at us, and what does he do first before he punishes a nation? He shames that nation. we have just been shamed so greatly for what just happened in Afghanistan. There are thousands and thousands of Americans there that can't get out. Now, they have an airport where they can fly them out, but the British and the French, they're going into the country with their military and finding their people and bringing them to the airport. What is Biden doing? Nothing. He said if those guys can't make it to the airport, basically tough luck. And we have over 10 or 15,000, according to his number, in Afghanistan. What's going to happen? And predominantly, most of them, you could say, are Christians. What will happen to the Christians over there? Well, let's go with this person, and we'll get back to the prophecy end of it. Read this, Mother.
The Taliban is killing people in Afghanistan. They find with copies of the Bible on their mobile phones, a Christian nonprofit announced on Tuesday. The Taliban, a radical Islamist terrorist organization, seized leadership of the country on Sunday after surrounding the nation's capital, Kabul, prompting former President Asaf Ghani to flee. The Taliban ruled Afghanistan until 2001. When the United States invaded the country and established a brutal regime that regularly persecuted political dissidents, religious minorities, women, and anyone considered to be violating Islamic law or Sharia. According to FAT7, an organization that broadcasts Christian programs to churches and Christians in the Middle East and North Africa, the Taliban is using spies and informants to persecute the Christians minority in the country. We're hearing from reliable sources that the Taliban demands people's phones, and if they find a downloaded Bible on your device, they will kill you immediately, said Saturday 7 North American President Dr. Rex Rogers told Religious News Service. It's incredibly dangerous right now for Afghans to have anything Christian on their phones. The Taliban have spies and informants everywhere. Other Christian nonprofits and ministries that specialize in assisting persecuted Christians around the world have been sounding the alarm as well, emphasizing the ruthless nature of the Taliban leadership. A Christian contact on One Release International Partner described the situation as dire. In a report published Monday, Release International is a Christian ministry that also assists persecuted Christians around the world.
Okay. Let me summarize in there. I have other information, of course. We already know, and they're enforcing Sharia law. One woman didn't have a burqa on, and so they shot her to death. You know,
she didn't have what?
A burqa on. And so they killed her instantly. Beat her up, shot her, killed her. And that's going on all over the country. While the news media says this is mostly a peaceful takeover, just like they said the riots were mostly peaceful. They're actually there saying that at the time. And then later they caught the same CNN woman that was saying that her cameraman was pistol whipped while that was going on. And so these people are brutal. These people, we have to go back. You guys have such a misconception of what the Antichrist is. You need to read some of Joel Richardson's books and books by others and read what the Bible says. The Bible says the kingdom of the Antichrist is going to come from countries, not the whole world. You know, there's so many places in the Bible that says everything or all or whole, which only pertains to like a whole household when it's translated as the whole world. There's only 10 countries that are going to be the actual kingdom of the Antichrist. They're all Islamic. There's going to be some other countries besides that, probably China and Russia, that band with them. But the whole world is not going to be under the influence of Antichrist, especially at that point in time, how many people will be left on the planet. But here's the point. This is an example of what the Antichrist is going to do. In the Middle East, we have Ezekiel 38 that tells us some of these countries about the last invasion of Israel. And this is where Yeshua will intercede as he marches there with a procession of people, which you, if you are a born-again believer, you will be part of that procession. Whether you're riding in on a horse or in a chariot, you will be in that procession. You need to read Joel Richardson's latest book. You can find it at joelstrumpet.com. And it is, guess what? He puts all his stuff on for free, so you can read it online. Okay, let's read Ezekiel 38.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Mesha and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Mesha and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will set thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his band, and the house of Togarmah, and of the north quarters, and all his band, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou on guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all the bands and the many people with them.
Okay, break down. Some of those modern names, we're talking about Persia, south of ancient Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan. We're talking about Somalia, Libya. We're talking about Turkey. Turkey is actually Meshach and Tubal. Proved it many, many times. Check Joel Richardson, but that's a good sort. Togarmah, that's part of Turkey also, and Armenia. These are the countries that are going to come against Israel, and these are the kingdom of the Antichrist. Well, you say the kingdom of the Antichrist is going to be the whole world. Well, really? Well, then why in the Old Testament do we see the Antichrist actually at war with other countries that resist him? You understand that? You need to read your Old Testament if you want to see the complete picture of the Antichrist, not just that little snippet in Revelation. Revelation is a reflection back on the Old Testament. The whole Bible works together. One book. Got that? One book. So these people and what's going on are some of these same people that are doing this are actually part of the armies of the Antichrist that is going to come against Israel. And it is in your lifetime. Unless you get hit by a car or have a bad accident or something, these people are an example of what the Antichrist is going to be like. You say, oh, what about the mark? Well, if you are in this country, unless you follow Allah, Sharia law, and let it be known, and that is a form of a mark, then you cannot buy, sell, or trade. And if you reject Allah, like these Christians do, you're killed. You're murdered instantly. This is what we're talking about, the mark of the beast. We're not talking about some darn microchip or pass to go because of your injection or not. No, I don't agree with the injection, and you already heard me say that. But you got to get into Bible prophecy for real because it's happening all around you. It's breaking loose now. Let's read this.
Okay, under the Taliban, Christians in Afghanistan are facing a future of sex slavery, forced conversion, and brutal persecution. August 17, 2021, by Michael Snyder. At this hour, Christian families in Afghanistan are hiding in their homes, waiting for the inevitable knock on their door. The Taliban is trying very hard to convince the rest of the world that they have become more moderate over the last two decades, but the reports that are coming in from those on the ground tell a completely different story.
Stop. And Joel Richardson had one of these people online, you know, a video of them had a space bird that they're crying and in tears, and that's basically what a lot of them are doing. A lot of them have ran out to the countryside. They can only stay there so long, but they're just waiting to die. They're waiting for the knock on the door because they're fighting all the Christians and they're slaughtering, just like the Antichrist would. And says he does in the Bible. Go ahead.
Large number of women are being rounded up to be used as sex slaves. Non-Muslims are being forced to go. Okay, you moved it. Being forced to go through their local mosque for prayer five times a day, and those that refuse potentially face instant death. It was the most radical Islamic regime on the entire planet when they ruled Afghanistan two decades ago, and it is becoming exceedingly clear that they have not changed in their ways at all.
Okay, see, it says, if you don't go honor Allah, then you're put to death. You got it? So that's what the Antichrist is going to do. That's what this is about. These kingdoms, and now they have a straight shot. Look at a map of Israel. Look at a map of the Middle East and see where this fits in.
Okay, as the Taliban reconquered the country, report after report of their door-to-door campaigns of terror came pouring in. And now we're hearing the similar things that are even taking place in the heart of Kabul. Afghanistan-based journalist Mustafa Kazim reports that the Taliban are looking for government officials, former police and security forces members, and those who work for foreign countries, NGOs, and infrastructures in Afghanistan. He noted that the journalists are also being targeted. According to Kazimin, the situation is so dire that some people have started counting their final hours of life in Kabul.
Okay, stop a second. I don't even know where that is. Oh, that, it's all right. That was my son. Something dropped over there. If y'all heard a big boom. So listen to that. The situation is so dire that some people have started counting their final hours of life.
They know that it's coming.
Okay, go on.
Fox News' Jennifer Griffin corroborated the allegations, saying that she has received a very credible first-hand report from those on the ground in Kabul that the Taliban are going door-to-door looking for retribution. Many Afghan families are hiding their women any way that they can, because the Taliban has ordered that any unmarried women are ghani mate, and should be rounded up. Taliban fighters have reportedly celebrated their resurgence by snatching girls as young as 12 from their recaptured cities to be their sex slaves.
Stop. Today I heard reports of even down to 8-year-old little girls are being snatched up. 8 years old being snatched up, forced into marriage, and so on and so forth. This is as the army of the Antichrist.
A commander has ordered Amos to bring them unwed women aged between 12 and 45 for their soldiers to marry because they are viewed as ghanimat, spoils of war.
So that's what it means. So if you see that word ghanimat, just say spoils of war.
How would you feel if you had a 12-year-old daughter and you knew that the Taliban intended to make her a sex slave for the rest of her life? As the Taliban go door to door, they often commit unspeakable atrocities. Sharika Barakazi, an Afghan politician and journalist, revealed some of the horrors which she had heard occurring as the Taliban bore down on Kabul. The gorging of a woman's eyes. The gouging of a woman's eyes in front of her terrified family, girls as young as 12 wrenched from the arms of their weeping mothers to become sex slaves for Taliban warriors, men punished or even killed for offenses as simple as listening to the wrong music or for daring to educate, she wrote, for the Daily Mail.
Okay, for daring to be educated. Let me throw something in here. And today I seen a picture. I don't know if it's the same woman, but I seen a picture of a woman, and you see her eyes were closed, and it was like a red line, you know, where the eyelids were together, and she had her eyes cut out with a knife by these people.
Oh, wow. Christian families are particularly vulnerable. Under the Sharia law, Christians do not have any rights at all. According to a written declaration that has been issued by the Taliban, one of the primary purposes for rounding up young women and forcing them to marry Taliban fighters is so that the other religions in Afghanistan will be eradicated. To evidence this concern, the Christian leaders shared a written declaration by the Cultural Commission of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, another name for the Taliban, declaring their intention to marry girls and young widows to Taliban fighters, the declaration said. In order to eradicate the ignorance of irreligion and also social problems of the youth in these provinces in general, the officials of the Islamic Emirate are ordering all the people of these provinces, especially tribal elders, village cans and mullahs, mosques to list young girls. They are over 15 years old, and widows should be handed over to the Mujahideen cultural.
Mujahideen. Go ahead.
Commissioner of the Islamic Emirate under the age of 45. God willing, these sisters will come to the religious marriage of the Mahajin in order to learn pure Islamic lessons and accept Islam. Under the Taliban, there will be absolutely no tolerance for Christian faith in Afghanistan.
Stop. That's just the Antichrist. No tolerance for Christian faith. What's it talk about? And what is there, you know, it talks about people being beheaded for the witness of Christ and being in heaven. That's what they do. They carry swords. That's what they do. They behead people. Didn't anybody pay attention with ISIS and things? That's what they do. They behead people. They behead Christians. And that's what they're doing. Wake up, world. These are the army of the Antichrist, which also there will be a great many more. And what you also have here, you have Iran right now, and Turkey's in there helping them. Turkey's trying to be the leader, and that's where the Antichrist is probably going to come out of, is Turkey. And these places are banding together. This is building up for the time of the end. This had to happen. Okay.
Okay, and anyone that has chosen to leave Islam and embrace Christianity while the Taliban was out of power faces potentially deadly consequences. According to the Taliban ideology, Afghanistan is a Muslim country and non-Muslims must leave Afghanistan or accept second-class status. The Christians coming from convert backgrounds, the Taliban will consider them apostates and subject to Sharia's deadliest consequences. Some known Christians are already receiving threatening phone calls, the Christian leader told ICC. In these phone calls, unknown people say, we are coming for you.
What would you do if your phone rang and somebody said, we're coming for you, and they're coming for you, Christian faith, the most severe consequences is they're going to, maybe if you're a woman, they're going to rape and do a couple of things to you. Maybe if they like you, they might keep you alive and make you a wife, but more than likely, they're going to chop your head off.
Yeah, and of course, many Christians will try to hide their faith the best that they can, but the Taliban have come up with ways to identify those that do not truly believe in Islam.
And I heard that there was 200 and some Christians being sentenced to death, and that was yesterday. Go ahead.
For example, back it up. Taliban leaders require everyone to go to a mosque and pray 5 times a day. Needless to say, many Christians are not willing to do this, and this gives the Taliban an easy way to figure out who they are. According to the Christian leaders, life under Taliban rule is already very difficult for Christians in districts where the Taliban have held power. When the Taliban takes control of a village, they reportedly require all households to go to the local mosque to pray 5 times a day. Those who do not attend must have provided a good reason for missing a prayer, potentially outing any Christian convert. In addition, Taliban leaders have figured out that you can tell a lot of people by searching their phones. If someone has downloaded a Bible on a phone and they discover it, then that can mean instant death.
Okay, well, we already covered that part of it, and there's a lot here left to say. Anyway, and this is such a disgrace. You know, there's so many ways they could have disabled American things, but we have a leader so out of touch. They could have blew up the tanks and the airplanes and all the things they left by for the Taliban. The Taliban is now a strong army because it has our equipment. Our equipment, look in Vietnam. We couldn't take everything out of Vietnam, but if you go back and look at some of the old pictures that when we withdrew from Vietnam, they had airplanes landing on ships and stuff, and they pushed them off in the ocean. You know what I mean? If they couldn't carry it, and then another one would come in, they'd push it off in the ocean, they blew up things. They didn't leave it behind for the enemy. Biden has aided and abetted the enemy.
Yeah.
He left behind working guns and tanks and Humvees and all the things, ammunition, airplanes, drones, everything. It goes on and on. Folks, as far as the United States goes, and we're under dire consequences here because they're going to keep pushing and pushing the vaccine thing. I don't know how far it's going to go, but the only hope for America, of course, is Yahweh and being on your knees to pray, but it's the state. You've got to be careful about the state you live in because if you're living in a liberal state, it's over with for you. But
you need to be in a place where that state is going to stand up for your rights, because that's the only, that is what Yahweh will use, if possible, if it be his will, to save America. But America right now is lost. You got that? America is in America. We are in, being controlled, as I said in the last radio program, America, like the old USSR. We are under a foreign person. I mean, China helped put Biden in office. There's all kinds of information to prove it. But the point is it was a coup. So therefore, our country is being run by somebody that shouldn't run our country. Therefore, our country was lost. The United States of America is no more. You need to accept that reality. The only way that it can come back is the states fight back and put the legitimate president in. I really don't think that's going to happen to you.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
I think maybe America will break up, as some of the states may pull away because they're not going to tolerate these things. But we don't know. In some states, already you can't go in stores and things without masks, having a vaccine, passport, and all that. Those are liberal states. We got this way because Christians didn't stand up and fight. The Christian church just, if you can call it that, the Christian assembly, all these years has had their mouth shut to be politically correct. Well, let me tell you what. If your church is preaching same-sex marriage, your church is an abomination. Get out of it. I don't care if you think there might be good people. Good, being good people don't get you to heaven or get you out of the sentence of the lake of fire. Only being right and obedient with Yahweh does. So you need to get serious. If you're not already serious, you need to be serious now. You need to pray for your loved one. You need to be right with Yahweh and make sure that you humble yourself. I know. Take it from me. I've been humbled. And I know I've seen a lot of realization since I have been down. So you need to walk your path. Anyway, how can you donate to Massage Branch Motor? You ain't got any idea?
Yeah, you can find all of our contact information, the radio program archives, of all about the mission update. And you can mail a check or money. You can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order. To all the information is at prophecyhour.com. Why? What is wrong with me? Prophecyhour.com. You're rubbing off. That's prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And, yeah, what do we need to talk about? We got 6 minutes.
How do you figure we got 6 minutes?
Oh, you got to go out. 3 minutes. You got to be out by. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
We got three
if
minutes.
If you don't wish to help the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. We really do need your help to stay on the air, especially since I haven't been on the air. And we still had to pay radio every month so we could keep our spot. So, you know, pray about supporting radio airtime. Just pray about supporting Messiah's Branch, period, you know, any way that you can. I'm going to do a little bit of changing at that prophecyhour.com because I want to add your – my wife also has a PayPal donation thing, and I need to put it where you can find it. So, anyway, oh, yeah, Frank says –
You got reruns. They got reruns, so they still got to hear us.
Yeah. It's same as new programs. And being
I mean, you can't tell if we're really here or it's a rerun. I mean, they're just listening to the air, so.
Well, you don't listen
Yay,
to the
Frank,
program.
Yay, Frank. Go, Frank.
How can, well, what about when it says June 2nd?
Oh, well, you don't listen to the date. I can be here today and still give you the wrong date. Did that before.
Yeah, well, there's that. You know, there's that. But anyway, we're in dire times, you should live your life, but you can't go on like acting like things are normal. Things aren't normal. We are in that time at the end. This is the time that the prophets wanted to be in, and you know, but it's going to get better or worse.
Well, my mom always says it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better, and
yeah.
I think we've already had the better. I think our better came with Trump, and now it's going to get a whole lot worse.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Trump to us was a thing that said it was the revealing. By putting Trump in office, you know, not only did he accomplish some things with Israel and around the Middle East that needed to be done, but he accomplished making the evil come out into the open.
Yeah, we know.
The great revealing. So we knew, and we didn't repent enough, because he said he would have healed our nation, but we didn't repent enough, and so this is what we're facing. And I don't think, unless there's massive repentance
That's what it's going to take to save this country, is massive repentance. And that means turning away from sin. That means quit hanging out with the gay people and the LGBTQ and all that garbage and the woke people. Those are abominations. Get away from it. Witness to it and get away from it. If they're in your family, you got to get away from it. Anyway, I got to get out of here. We must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be what, Mother?
A blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Yeah, absolutely. That's biblical, and we are commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's in the Word. Most people don't know that. Of course, why? Most people don't read their Bible. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please, please, please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and you'd please, please, please be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one else, or nothing else can. And Father, please have mercy on the Christians in Afghanistan.
Yes, Lord.
Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Nin saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.